Five games hoops on a Saturday night. Lots of teams taking care of business. Chicago taking care of business in LA. New York taking care of business in Washington. And Atlanta taking care of business in Golden State. When I say take care of business, I mean win by a nice margin. My name is Shlomo Stark.
My name is Levi Jacob.
And this is the NBA Daily Recap in 15 minutes or less. All right, Levy, let's go into the game of the day. When the records are all round. So right now, the 40 and 30 Bucks beat the 35 and 35 Kings. 114 to 108 in the game of the day. Had another Giannis stat line, 32 and 17. He's just so good. 12 of 20 shooting. One steal, one block. Yeah, that's just when Giannis does that, it's going to be hard for the Kings to win. DeRozan had 22 points. Keon Ellis had 20, my guy. But yeah, pretty quiet night in general. Like, no, not too many highlights, not too many from all the games, I'm saying. It was just like, you know, there was one real upset. We'll get into the next game. But it was kind of like teams just did what they had to do to win. You know, I don't really have much to add. I think we're just recapping because we do a recap pod.
This is my favorite part of the season, where you get those 50-point games from Corey Brewer, you know, where teams are kind of sitting who they need to sit. Sabonis was notably out this game. You know, he's kind of battled back and forth with injuries over the past few weeks. If they are trying to make any kind of push, like meaning within the playoffs, they need to make sure to keep him healthy.
Levy, I'm feeling a switch right now. I'm going to switch things up. Tell me what your thoughts are on this. You ready? I say we spend little to no time talking about the games, and you don't need to edit this out. Let the listeners hear my thought process, okay? When there's nothing significant to talk about with the games, at least in this point of the season, let's spend little to no time talking about the games, and more times, I think the seeding is fascinating. And I'm looking much more at that than, you know, the nitty-gritty box scores of what happened in each game, especially when there's a lot of injuries and rest and bench players playing. I think, like, sure, we can talk for a second, like, right now. Let's just read out the scores, okay? So, I'm trying this. You're mental. Okay. So, Bulls beat the Lakers 146 to 115. The one thing to note about that game is the Bulls played pretty much perfect basketball. They scored 146 points. They couldn't miss. You look at they shot 58% from the field, 46% from three. They got, you know, two 30-point scores in Matas Buzelis and Kobe White. But then they had almost their entire team, all their starters, two bench players in double digits. LeBron came back, but it just wasn't enough, even though Luka scored 34 points and Austin Reeves scored 24. Great. Congrats to the Bulls. All right, the Knicks finally beat a bad team. They beat the Wizards 122 to 103. Not too much talk about there. Still no Brunson. Bridges shines. Hawks, Trae Young and Yang played well, beat the Warriors. Pacers beat the Nets with Siakam's late scoring. Congratulations. The Nets leading scorer was Trendon Watford. Okay, great. Who cares? Okay. What I think is really interesting right now, and this is what I look at when I open my app and I look at all the games. I'm not looking at the scores of the games. I go right to the standings. Standings is fascinating. So let me just read this out to you. All right. You have in the East, the Cavs are locked at the 1, Celtics locked at the 2. Knicks, with there's about 10 to 12 games left, depending on the team. Knicks are pretty much locked in the 3 seed. Unless they have a collapse, they're up 3 games. All right. Then you have the Bucks and Pacers and Pistons all within 2 games of each other fighting for the 4-5-6 spot. Super interesting. And then you have the Magic and Hawks kind of fighting for the 7-8 spot, not so interesting. And the Bulls and the Heat are pretty much locked into the 9-10 spot. Then you go to the West. You have the Thunder locked in at 1. And now the West is super interesting. 2, 3, 4, 5 is all within 3 games. Okay.
It's like really
6,
packed.
7, 8, all within half a game. And then 8, 9, 10 within half a game. And these are, I can't, it's every, that's what I'm looking at. When I look at the scores, I'm looking at this packed Western Conference, a little bit of the Eastern Conference in that 4-5 matchup. 4-5-6, really, because I want to know who plays the Knicks, honestly. But the West standings are fascinating.
Really chock full. They're playing down the last couple games, really, for seeding here. Golden State should really want to try to stay out of the play-in. They just don't need more minutes on those guys, which they are right now. They're up a game to the Clippers, who are right behind them. But what's interesting is also, as much movement as there can be, I feel like all of these teams, specifically in the West, I mean, I don't think that Dallas is coming back in any capacity, in any real capacity. I think that the Suns, like, I would still bet on the Suns over the Mavericks, even if Anthony Davis comes back, which I don't think that he should. I don't know why they would, you know, make him suffer through that whole process. I think just let the season be what it was and just kind of chill out.
Would it shock you if the Mavericks made the 10 seed and the Suns did not? It would not shock me. They have the same record.
It wouldn't shock me, but I do think that it, like, the Suns should be immediately blown up.
The thing is the 6-7-8 matchup. The Clippers-Warriors-Timberwolves battle for the 6 seed is fascinating because all three of those teams can light it up any night. Like, you have Anthony Edwards, Kawhi Leonard, and Steph Curry who can just do anything any night, and I'm so interested to see what happens. 41-30, 40-30, and 41-31 are their records.
Yeah. It's pretty tight. It's pretty close. This is a thing that is going to be a little difficult to look at. What's the difficulty of schedule remaining?
So the Warriors play Heat, Pelicans, Spurs, Grizzlies, Lakers, Nuggets, Rockets, Suns, Spurs, Blazers, Clippers. So Warriors probably go 5-5. Clippers have Thunder, Knicks, Nets, Cavs. That's 1-3 around, maybe 2-2. And then they have Magic, Pelicans, Mavericks, Spurs, Rockets, Kings, Warriors, also around 5-5. And they, again, these teams also play each other. The Timberwolves have Pacers, Suns, Pistons, Nuggets, Nets, Sixers, Bucks, Grizzlies, Nets, Jazz, literally also 5-5. But all three teams are playing playoff teams, and they're playing, like, bad teams. It's gonna be within a half a game. The 6th seed is huge. The 7th seed is home court in the play-in. But, like, you want the 6th seed so bad. But it's also, what's interesting is you don't even get to plan, I want to play this team, because the 2, 3, 4, 5 is so... 5? So embarrassed, my 28. I don't know why I'm going through puberty. But the 2, 3, 4, 5 spot is so close that if you're the 6th seed, you don't know who the 3 seed is. If you're the 7th seed, you don't know who you're playing, right? So if I'm the Warriors, I can't even plan. Like, I'd actually rather be the 7th seed so I could play the Rockets instead of the Lakers. Because we don't know who's, you know, like, it's just crazy.
So I want to point out, though, in regards to the Phoenix Suns' chances to make the playoffs, did you look at the rest of their schedule? I can tell you now. They play the Thunder, Celtics twice, Rockets, Knicks, Warriors, and then twice Bucks.
Mavericks have Nets, Knicks, Magic, Bulls, Clippers twice.
It's not looking
Lakers
good for them.
Yeah, the Mavericks probably go like 4-6. Nets might go like 1-9. Very, very interesting. Anyway, I think when there's cool games to focus on, I think we could focus on that. But I think the seeding is, at least as a fan, meaning right now, when I'm like 2 months ago, I'm looking at every game, right? Now as a fan, all I'm looking at is the playoff seeding. And I think we should focus on that in the pod and like do that too. Anyway, that was the NBA Daily Recap in 15 minutes or less. I want to thank you, Levy, for co-hosting and producing. I want to thank you for listening.